group, and then I think, yeah, I probably was. I am probably Agent Zero here.
So Brad is next.
Brad's next. You're coming up.
No, I can't afford time off, so I won't be getting that.
Too late. You got it. Yeah. It's like an STD. Just touch it. It's over.
Hey. I need 2 weeks off. I don't think I'm going to get it.
It's more transmissible than an STD, actually. You know. So careful out there, y'all.
Still free.
You know, it's cold, flu, COVID season.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. It's we got three of them now. Trifecta, the Holy Trinity.
Exactly.
You know? Bless them all. Cold, flu, COVID. But before we get into the show, we do have people we got to thank. I'm just buying time. We don't have much of a show to go through, but we always give you something to talk about.
Always.
There's always something to go.
Well, don't spoil it for them.
Well, they already know that. That's the thing. That's how the show goes, especially with me.
Well,
at
I
the
understand
helm
that.
Right
oh, like, okay. With you at the helm, yeah.
If you're a loyal listener, you know when I'm here.
I mean, I was prepared to do it myself, and if I'm at the helm, oh dear God!
I wasn't going to let the world have that.
Okay, thank you.
I wouldn't let that happen. But we do have people we got to thank because they keep the lights on here. So talk about practices made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the Downtown Chico Business Association. Shout out to y'all in partnership with the City of Chico sponsoring the Chico Ice Skating Rink in the City Plaza. Y'all gone ice skating yet?
I have not.
You have?
I haven't.
No. You haven't yet? Okay, none of us have. No. Only Dro has.
Yep.
I still got to go. I mean, before January, going until November 19th, obviously, that's passed, till January 9th. The Chico Ice Rink features ice skating, rentals, private and special events, and more adjacent to City Hall, located near 425 Diverse Businesses. That is on address. As I was reading out to be 425 Diverse Business Drive. Might as well just change our Main and Broadway to Diverse Business Drive. Tickets and rentals information at downtownchico.com. Get your ice skating on, y'all. You know, maybe see if you could be a shark.
I mean, it might just be me living in Chico and not really ever going up to Paradise Ice Skate, but ice skating around here just doesn't appeal to me. I know you have a bunch of ice skating rinks down in Southern California.
We do.
So that's different. I was going to say that's different down there. We just don't see it up here.
We don't like our hockey, but we like our ice skating. We like to be a part of, like, we like to touch the cold every once in a while.
Yeah. You
know, we like to dip our feet into the pool of frozen, but not actually live in it. You know?
Is it Mammoth that's down there? Or is
it Mammoth? You got Big Bear.
Big Bear, yeah.
One. I mean, you have like Lake Arrowhead.
Yeah.
We have some spots.
I enjoyed
there.
Big Bear. That was a good little mountain to kind of
Snow
go
Summit,
in that cabin. Yeah.
It's a big one, too, yeah. I've never been. That was for the rich white people. I wasn't rich.
What, Mammoth or Big Bear?
Just winter activities in general.
Oh, got you.
In Southern California, winter activities are a
rich white person.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta have the economic status to do that.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
I feel like that's not,
and it's not a normal thing for us. So you gotta really drive your way to it. You gotta rent a cabin or something.
We have rednecks up here that go up to like Butte Meadows up there.
Close. Yeah, it's close to you. Like the closest thing to me is like Big Bear Lake, which is like 3.5 hours.
Oh, it's that far away.
Yeah,
okay.
It's gotta go up the mountain.
That's not really. I mean, around here it's not really rich. Hard to get. Wheel.
There are snow spots that are close by. There's a place called Mountain High that's like 40 an hour away. But again, the snow passes, the rentals. It just wasn't, you know.
It adds up quick, especially with the big family.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Family. I'm a family of six. Okay,
same
one
here,
of six.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So
my parents, we could barely keep our roof over. Okay. Right. We had food in our bellies and a tree in the room. That's all we could ever ask. God
and bless. A chocolate in the back of the head.
And some new underwear and socks.
Hey.
All right.
That's a blessing right there.
I will say, they always treat us as well.
Yeah,
we got some good, you know, rich in love.
Exactly.
Rich in love.
That's what matters, right? Yeah.
That's what the spirit.
It doesn't help the bank account, but it helps us all a little bit.
That's what the season is all about. Spending it with your loved ones, whether they be blood or non-blood, doesn't matter.
Family's
love is love.
Fact.
Yes. You know? All right, well, let's get into the show, shall we?
We shall.
Yeah, let's start it up. Let's get it going. Welcome to the show, y'all. Practice. Let's go.
Not a game, not a game, not a game. We're talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
That is right, y'all. Welcome aboard to Talking About Practice. I am your host for the day, Derek Isomaki. Joined with me, as always, the degenerate. The if you got it, you spend it, because you can't take it with you, Mr. Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby. And I just want to do a quick shout out to my girl, Alex. It's her birthday. Well, it was her birthday a couple days ago, but she's a fan of the show.
There we go.
Always tunes in.
And Alex, shout out to you. How old do we turn in? 18? We finally legal?
No, sorry. 30. 31 or 30.
Hey!
Welcome to the club, baby. Been there, man. But it's all, she doesn't look a day older than 18.
That's Wait, what? No, that is not good.
Brought it back.
That is not good.
Okay.
Yes, happy birthday, go.
All right, App. Welcome to the 30 Club. I was joined at this past year as well. Yeah, so, you know, yeah, it's inevitable, y'all. It's inevitable. And as always, our producer, semi extraordinaire slash semi driver.
Oh.
Okay. All right. I see where you're going. I was like, wait, where are we going with this?
Slash a Jew that still celebrates Christmas.
Woo!
Sat man Brad.
Yeah, yeah. Mazel tov, y'all. Mazel tov.
That's over now, right? Hanukkah's over.
Oh, Hanukkah was over a while ago. Yeah.
So take that mazel tov back. It's not welcomed anymore, okay?
I'll throw any mazel tov anyway.
I will take me some matzo ball soup and I'm in heaven, you know?
Oh, yes. I haven't had a good matzo ball soup in a long time.
I remember I had a Passover dinner one time.
Really?
And
how was that? Was it like an authentic one?
Yeah, like we went to a house and like did the whole the prayers and all that, and it was an interesting experience for sure. No, I don't think interesting in a bad way. I mean, this is like it certainly was. It was.
Yeah, no. Sorry, I just saw Dro's text. And I laughed.
Gotcha.
That was a good
I didn't
one.
See what it said. What did
Hashtag Jews for Jesus.
Okay. Yeah. There we
that's,
go.
That's a good one. Appreciate that, Darrell.
You do. You just put him on a cross. That's what y'all did. Ooh, there we go.
It hits
home.
I feel like we all did.
You did that.
But you know what?
Our sins put him there.
Yes. And you know what?
There we go.
He was born for that reason.
That's what he was supposed to do.
And that was this past weekend.
You did your job in putting him on the cross.
We played our part.
Now,
we hope everyone else plays theirs.
Come on, y'all.
Because, you know,
All right, y'all, moving it on. The Christmas season has been. Hopefully, we all had a good time at Christmas, enjoying family, enjoying time together. That's really, like I said, ultimately what it is about. No matter what your personal religious beliefs are or not regarding it,
it's family.
Exactly. That's what I always hate when people try to look at the good season of the holiday. Yeah. It's about getting together with people you maybe don't see that often, or getting to people you see all the time, but still having those memories together, creating those relationships. That's what it's all about. I mean,
it's a huge. Huge historical moment for peace. I mean, you look at all the world wars that we've had. And I mean, you had a story about, I think it was last year, about the two sides, Germany and England, were ceasefire and they actually had dinner together.
Had dinner together.
On Christmas Day.
Many known counts of them during World War I, ceasefire and having a little Christmas Day football game.
Yep.
So football is in the air. It's what season's about. You take a little time from the shenanigans of the world, from the chaos that is all around us. And enjoy a little bit of time.
Resting.
We just had one of those with Thanksgiving. So it's nice. I guess we always say it sucks to have them back to back, but it's also at the same point in time, it's nice to be able to have, no matter what, you're going to get some
especially
time.
During winter when it's like everything's kind of droll.
I mean, it's really crazy out here. If you've been cooped up, it's tucked in because of the weather right now,
absolutely.
I feel for you. That sounds awful. I've seen some of those videos up here in Northern California. It has been a dusting. That not even Pablo Escobar
dusting.
Would be envious
it's been
of.
A dumping on okay. in the Tahoe area.
It has been, yes. Not even just in Tahoe. You see a pass going from Quincy to coming down to Chico, taking 8 hours. I'm
going to Chester too.
So, just don't go up there, y'all. Unless, no need to go. Unless you're, you know, prepared to. If you want to sit in traffic,
if you're a city folk, don't do it.
Yeah.
Very true.
Maybe you just like have the desire to be trapped in the snow and like have the possibility of freezing to death. That might be something you might want to do. Then
honestly, we might need people to do that.
Yeah,
just go up there. Sit off to the side and freeze.
A little hibernation.
Yes.
You know? Yeah, a little bear hibernation. I've always been envious of bears and their ability to hibernate.
You know, they actually don't sleep, right?
Well, it's like a deep coma kind of thing, isn't it?
No, they just slow. Their body just slows down. They can still maul you in a hibernation. Their body just slows down, and they're able to retain all that heat during the winter.
So they're not actually asleep.
They're not actually asleep. Do not ever go near. That's actually probably one of the most dangerous times
because
is to go next to a den because they're with their cubs. Not only that, but they're also
on high alert, kind of
like on high alert because they are not supposed to be moving as fast.
Just a side note: never go near a bear. Period.
No,
don't ever.
Don't ever. No.
I'm just gonna say, in terms of like all the animals out there, bears, if they ever wanted to, could take over the world. If we didn't have guns, those would probably be the top of the food chains items out there
because they can run fast.
They run fast. They're bigger. Like more so than a lion or a tiger. I think a bear would be the king of the the jungle, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And I would say just don't go near bears.
Well, the scariest thing is the grizzly bear polar bear hybrid that's happening up in Alaska and Russia. Those are the most dangerous things. You're having grizzlies and polars and having kids.
Damn.
Little cubs.
Let's see. A polar. What do we call that?
A polar bear and a grizzly.
A polarizer. No, a plizzer. Grizzly.
A growler.
That sounds gnarly. Growler.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are a little bit more dangerous than what we're seeing over here.
Wow, that's the watch. Just don't say.
And these are facts. This is not like a T-Rex thing or anything. Like these are actually happening because the polar bear's habitat is starting to go away, so they're having to find other pieces of land in Alaska and Russia.
Other mates.
Other mates, because that's around.
You get hornets.
And guess what? They're bears, too, so it actually makes sense.
They're like, hey. Yeah.
You're like me.
There you go. See?
You? Me?
Mirror. Black and white relations getting all full circle with the bear community.
It's a grizzly, not a black bear. Completely different.
Okay, I apologize. Okay. Still. Just racial relations. Racial, yeah. Harmony right there. I can see it in the bear community. It's a beautiful thing to see. Inclusion right now, okay? Polar bears. Don't be afraid of grizzly bears. They're just as delicious. So, bear facts. Hope you enjoyed that right there. Again, just leave them alone. Admire them from a far, far distance. And they will just eat everything.
Yeah,
everything.
Them and moose.
Moose won't. I don't.
They won't eat anything, but they'll attack you.
Well, yeah, because they're massive beings.
Huge.
They're like 10 feet tall.
All right, we got some moose stories coming up later, so we'll have maybe some more moose facts coming up for you. So can't wait. We're just gonna have an animal centered theme this year, y'all. This show because why not?
Might as well, right?
Might as well. Yeah. There was sports that did happen. We will attempt to gloss over them in my feeble attempt to be a sports show right now. Don't expect much though. I didn't watch much. Basketball. I actually watched zero basketball. I watched all football this weekend, I will say.
Hey,
football.
Yeah.
American football and football. So all sorts of football. That's because it's Boxing Day, so we'll get into Boxing Day. Trust me, glorious day. It is Boxing Day. The NFL was on. We had Christmas Day NFL. I loved it. It was beautiful.
Yeah, that was
good. We had some good games on that one.
Really did.
Really good games there. And a full slate on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So if you are looking for Warriors talk, sorry, Jarrell's not here. So
it didn't happen. No,
nothing.
Cares.
Don't even care. We don't even know.
No,
do the Warriors even play? I have no idea. What did Steph Curry do?
It's
not happening.
Middle of the season.
Middle of the season. No one cares.
No.
All right. Well, let's get into that then. So let's start with a little, we had a little Saturday football action. We had, our Colts and
Cardinals.
Arizona Cardinals.
Yep.
And the Cardinals are showing their true colors of little pansy-ass birds that can't do anything except sit in a tree and just, Cardinal, it's a kind of a lame bird, you know?
It is a lame bird.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything. You're getting beat down by all the other birds out there.
Yeah.
You know?
I got no facts for them, so I can't really help.
No, other than they're red. That's
yes, that's about it.
Yeah, that's all I know about.
And there's two teams and that have the Cardinal name on it, and that's it.
And I only know them as the S-Birds. So the Cardinals come in actually at home against the Colts. The Colts, decimated by COVID, pretty much have a wonky offensive line. And what do they still do? Ram it down their throats.
They choke, dude.
Carson Wentz, I'm telling you, Carson Wentz, comeback player of the year. It's happening. I called it at the start of the season. You might have thought I was joking, but I was dead serious about it. Carson Wentz
He
is looking phenomenal. Frank Reich, great coach over there.
Awesome coach, dude.
Are they a legitimate? They're a legitimate contender.
They're in there.
They're in there.
They're
one of those teams.
Like, I don't know what they're going to be able to do in the playoffs, but
What do they have? They have a great running game and a stout defense, and that is what you need to succeed.
Awesome running game. Mm-hmm. A great offensive line.
Thank you.
When healthy. Carson Wentz knows he's a great he's not a great quarterback. He's a good quarterback, a great game manager, just like how Alex Smith was back in the day.
I will say Carson Wentz does have his moments where it's like, yo, my man, stop it.
Yeah,
stop
he
it.
Does,
like, don't. No, no, no.
That's why they run the ball about like 65-70% of the time.
So you got to give a shout. Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor's the truth, man.
Delicious.
Yeah.
So right now the Colts are number 5 in the AFC. They are 9-6. Right now on the bubble is the Chargers and the Raiders at 8-7. So they're a good game and a half.
Okay.
Or a good game up on that. So with two games left, They hold their future right there in their hands. So we'll see what happens.
So Colts, serious team contenders. Mm-hmm. They're looking good. Other contenders going over to the NFC. The Packers, they're legitimate. Okay, they're for real. The Browns, You had a chance, though. That other game we're talking about on Saturday. That was a good... That was an actually entertaining game. Got to give a shout-out to
Aaron Rodgers. And they're not out. Well, it was a...
They had him, man.
They did. They did have him. And, I mean...
They had that one call that should have been the call, that pass interference.
That
should have happened. When they turned over on fourth down.
Exactly,
yes. Last interception or whatever. Was it an interception from Baker?
I think it was just an...
Either way.
Regardless, it doesn't matter. And the Packers should not have won that game, period. Absolutely should not have. The fact that Baker had four interceptions really shows, and they only won by two.
Four picks.
The Packers did not control that game at all. No. I mean, yeah, Aaron Rodgers got the record for the Packers' most touchdowns in franchise history, but that's the only highlight that you saw from that game. That is it. For the Packers.
And again, this is a guy, Baker Mayfield threw four interceptions in this game, and they were still four picks. Lost by 2 points. That's not a good look for you, Packers. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, you look good on there, but your inability to stop the run, Chubb, that's what he does, and not being able to seal it.
There's a pundit, I think on ESPN or Fox, that mentioned, well, the Browns are looking for a new quarterback, Aaron Rodgers is looking for a new team, and the Browns are set to win right now. They just need a good quarterback. If they had a good quarterback, those four interceptions would have led to a 35 or 40-point game.
Are the Browns really that good, though?
They're a good team. They're set to win, especially in that division. The only other team that I really see contending right now, especially next year, is the Bengals. The Ravens aren't as scary as they used to be.
Because you got little Joe Burrow over there, Mr. 523.
And him and Higgins have been finally finding their connection. Finally finding, like, that piece.
I mean, that's a young core. You got Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, and T. Higgins in there.
Yeah. Yep.
That Cincinnati Bengals team is going to be fun to watch.
And one of the best route runners on that team, too.
It's exciting team
for Jarrell.
Gotta love those the Bengals. And Bengal Tigers, you know.
Tigers.
Bengal Tigers. Go Tigers. Bengal Tigers are my favorite Tigers. Bengals. Because they're Tigers in general, actually. Going into our Tiger facts right now.
Tigers are cool, man.
Tigers are way cooler than Lions in particular. Like, there's a known fact, a recorded event of a Lion-Tiger meeting. Tiger killing the Lion with just one single stroke from its paw.
God damn.
Like, went straight for its jugular, severed that bad boy. Now, those are both cats, but the
what was it, a male or female?
I believe
that was
both,
got killed. No, they got killed, the Lion.
I believe it was a male. I don't know.
Well, then they're pansies of the two.
Well, a tiger is actually like a few hundred pounds larger than a lion. So you got that on there.
Yeah, that's still.
And they're just like, that's what tigers are. They're the true king of the jungles because they actually live in jungles.
Yeah. Lions live in the savannah. Yeah.
Lions are not anywhere near jungles.
Mm-mm.
No. Lion King did you dirty on that one, y'all. They would never have ran in Timon and Pumbaa.
Actually, they would have ran into Pumbaa and Timon. Both of them live in the savannah.
That is true. I take it back. But not the way they
the tigers would not have ran into them.
Well, there was no tigers in
them. That's what I'm saying. The lions would have ran into them.
Yeah, okay. I take it back. All right, true. But the way that it looked, where Timon and Pumbaa were.
Yes, in the forest.
That was not an accurate-looking savannah.
Yeah.
That was a jungle.
That was a jungle in the middle of savannah, which I don't even know if there's any
like
of
an
those.
Oasis.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't seem right.
That's a mirage.
I was going to say, that those two...
Ooh, Lion King was a mirage the whole time. Simba died.
He was just high on some...
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, he went on a little trip after his dad died.
He never actually went back. Like, the whole entire pride died.
Wow. It's all, it's
killed
all a dream right
killed
now.
Killed your childhood right
that
there.
That makes sense, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy
he just went on a little tripping balls and saw a little, you know, talking prairie dog and warthog.
Yeah. Those three became friends and ate bugs, quote unquote bugs.
A vegetarian lion, please. That doesn't happen.
Well, if you eat some good stuff, you will be.
Okay. Well, I apologize for the lion talk. Just a lot of
do you though? Do you though?
No, I don't. None whatsoever.
It's all good.
Again, because I didn't really watch. You know, it was Christmas, y'all. Okay.
I had family time.
Yeah. Can we talk about my Niners?
I was going to say, do you really want to go down that road?
Let's talk about this.
As much as I'm pissed off of how we played on Thursday night.
The floor is yours.
We did have a blessing coming in hot about like an hour ago. Jimmy G might be out 4 to 5 weeks.
Ooh.
Really?
He has a torn UCL ligament in his thumb. So according to several doctors around the league, that's going to require surgery, usually out 4 to 5 weeks.
Where's the blessing in disguise there?
Because Jimmy G's not a quarterback.
Yeah.
Trey Lance is.
So Trey Lance is going to lead you to the playoffs?
100%. Is
this going to be another Alex Smith, Colin Kaepernick situation?
Who knows, man?
Jimmy G was never that good.
I know.
Thank
you. But
Alex Smith was.
Well, I know, yes. But I'm more of the... Like,
so it's not anything like it. Sorry.
Well, let's see.
It's not anything like it. So your Niners, they still lost to Tennessee.
That was
a bad loss. Bad loss to Tennessee. But.
But, yeah.
Jimmy G
is out.
He's a...
Trey Lance is in.
Okay.
And, the sky's the limit with Trey Lance.
I mean, is it really the limit? I mean, I feel like...
I think so.
You know, I think you have a ceiling on there.
Yeah.
There's a high or a low ceiling on that one. Yeah, low ceiling.
I wish the best for y'all. I do. Yeah. Y'all can be exciting team. I mean, Debo Samuel.
I don't.
Legit, he's a fantastic...
He's a great player.
Dude. Great player. George Kittle, great player.
George Kittle.
You have a good defense
Trent
as well. Trent Williams is a
he's an animal.
He is a lion. No, he's a tiger.
Yes, tiger.
He is a tiger.
He's a Bengal tiger.
No, he's a bear. There we go. He's a bear. He's a bear. Trent Williams is a bear. He's a polar. What do we call him? A growler.
A growler.
He is a growler. All right. Trent Williams, the growler.
All right.
So your Niners, you still lost though.
We still lost.
Yep. What are we looking at playoff wise for y'all?
Playoff wise, Brad.
So right now they're 8-7. They're in the sixth spot. Again, 7 get in. So right now they're above the Eagles based on head to head. And right after that, the one that we have to worry or you guys have to worry about is that 7-7 Saints who are playing the Dolphins right now. And if they win, y'all are not controlling your destiny anymore because you guys could win out. And still not make the playoffs. You're number 6, and you guys still might not make the playoffs.
That's just unreal. That's how close it's going to be.
Yep, towards the end. Exactly. You need the Dolphins to win, because after that, the Saints have fairly... I'm going to say it. They have a fairly cupcake schedule coming up. Yeah, it's not pretty.
I know the Niners are playing the Texans at home this week, but we have the Rams on the road in the last game of the season.
Yeah, and the Saints have the Panthers and the Falcons the last two games.
Great.
So, awesome. But,
Houston
hey,
and the Rams for
here's a little positive note for you. Right now, in the first quarter, Miami's up 10-0.
10-0, let's go, baby. Miami.
There you go. There's your little glimpse of hope. But again, first quarter still. So if the Dolphins win, you guys control your destiny. If the Dolphins lose, you're hoping and praying that the Falcons and the Panthers somehow win.
Yeah, even though that last game in LA is going to be really tough because the Rams are going to be playing for the division as well, since the Cardinals are right on their tail as well. So
and they're starting to slide. The Cardinals have been on a three-game losing streak. And right now the Rams are still in first place as long as the Cardinals keep falling. I don't see a reason why they're not going to be sitting there. And
right.
I mean, you better hope that they're resting that last game.
Exactly.
Well, either way, these next couple of weeks are going to be very entertaining.
Yep.
Pretty much playoff football for a decent number of teams in the NFC, as there is still 2 spots available and about 3 or 4 teams vying for it. New Orleans, Philadelphia, San Francisco. Minnesota's kind of in the mix, but it's Minnesota.
Yeah.
They're
Minnesota.
Trash. And Atlanta's Atlanta. Atlanta's trash. So
Atlanta's,
you don't worry about those
worse.
Two.
Yeah,
they're not happening. But either way, Green Bay solidified their spot. Dallas solidified their spot. The Rams, theirs. Tampa Bay and Arizona all locked in their spots into the playoffs. Things are getting the playoffs are getting set. But you go over to the AFC, it's not set. It's still out there. It's anyone's game. It's all over the place. It's crazy what's happening in the AFC right now. Kansas City, only team to have locked in their position into the playoffs. Everything else is open. Tennessee sitting 2nd right now. Cincinnati 4th. Buffalo 5th. I'm sorry, 4th. Cincinnati 3rd. Buffalo taking that division lead over New England with that big win
Huge win. That was payback.
100%.
That was way payback.
Like, you know what? You came into our spot and made us look trash. We're going to go into your spot and just go, you, F my D or whatever.
Did you see the post-conference with Bill Belichick?
And that one reporter asking him about his root goals? Yes.
Yeah. That was the best thing
That lady's got more balls than all of us here right now.
Combined, and
to
some.
To be able to ask that question to Bill Belichick after a loss?
After a loss.
And, the audacity.
And the question in question was just any New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
That's all it was. It was just New Year's resolutions. He's like, you know, not at this time. Maybe next week.
Right out.
Basically, his face said, F you.
Yeah.
Again, lady, I commend you.
You
got some cojones. Yes. You really do. Trying to go after asking Bill Belichick about resolutions, New Year's resolutions.
She deserves an Emmy or whatever they give to journalists.
A Pulitzer Prize just for that right there. Yeah, that's what she should get, just for asking that question to Bill Belichick at that time.
We need to tie her out to the show.
Like, she could, that's like one of those people that, you know, the journalists that go into the hot zones.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you know, they have to wear the bulletproof vest. Yeah, they go into Iraq and, like, the war zones. Yeah, she was a war zone journalist right there. 100%.
That's impressive that you knew Pulitzer Prize was for journalism. I did not.
How dare you assume I don't know. Brad, I am King Shax over here, okay?
All right. I did not know that.
If you're
ever
on a game show and you have a trivia question coming your
way. Sports is what I got.
I'm not asking about sports. I'm just saying trivia in general. You're like, I don't know, who wants to be a millionaire or whatever or something. I'm your phone-a-friend. I'm just going to let you all know. You all should pick me as your phone-a-friend.
Noted.
Because I know
random stuff
out there. You never know.
All right.
I'm just going to say it.
Good to know.
Yeah. I'm like a bottle of Snapple Facts over here, okay?
Snapple Facts.
All right. I'm Mr. Snapple Facts.
I love me a Snapple.
Oh, so do
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yes.
Best one right there.
See, for me, it's the I like the tea ones. The peach tea is my
peach kryptonite. Tea. The raspberry tea.
Raspberry tea. Those are kryptonite right there.
Nice.
Yeah. So Bills go into Foxborough and make themselves known because nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Hey.
All right. What other games do we have out there that were entertaining? Anybody?
The Cowboys.
Cowboys rocked.
Pounding the Redskins. They're up 41-0, 41-7 at halftime.
The WFT. WFT.
God, damn, yeah. That was a whipping, dude.
Yes. Yeah, it was a 42-7 game at halftime.
42-7.
Shouts to Jiro's aunt living in Texas, that diehard Dallas fan. Live it up right now, lady. You got it. Your team's looking. Your team might be.
For now.
The team's doing what they should have been doing the past 15 years.
Their defense
is good, yes. Shouts to Tavon Diggs getting his 11th interception of the season.
Yep.
He gives up a lot of yards, but he'll catch the ball.
Every time he gets, what's the word I'm looking for?
You got it. Interceptions, tackles, coverages.
Anytime he gets smoked, he makes.
When he gets burnt,
There you go.
I was like, where are you going with this, bud?
Thank you.
Okay.
You're good. I'm here for you.
Dallas Cowboys, they do their work in Dallas. You got to believe Jerry Jones is feeling good about this team right now. Finally, for once, his team actually looks. It could be Super Bowl bound.
It could be.
You're going to give Aaron Rodgers a run for their money. We'll see. Probably two best teams in the NFL right now.
Great defense.
You and them and Green Bay could be.
I'm really hoping. I mean, we have the team. It's just whether or not we can stay strong on defense.
Do you think that's probably what the one matchup the NFL would most want? Honestly, if you think about it,
Rodgers and
Well, just think of the markets: Green Bay versus
anybody.
Dallas.
Oh, in the championship game?
That would be a classic matchup right there, you know?
That would be an interesting, very old school game. Plus,
in Lambeau in the snow.
Like, what other organization, I'm granted, you know, Green Bay is not that populated of an area, but their fan base is vast.
That town lives through.
That city has no business having a team with the size that they have. But man, that fan base and it's worldwide. I would say it's kind of like the Yankees. No matter where you go, you're going to have a Green Bay fan base at that home game or that away game.
They are rich. They are deep.
Yep.
So Packers could be looking good. Chiefs again looked really good against who do they play? What am I thinking of?
They played the Steelers. And they had a good comeback win.
I love seeing Ben Roethlisberger look bad. Mm-hmm. Hopefully this is his last season. I'm ready for him.
Needs to retire.
I'm ready for him to just fade away into the sunset. You are no longer warranted nor wanted.
No, he's horrible.
Please.
He's old. He's
warranted
fat,
or wanted?
Slow.
That's a good one.
Yes, all of the above.
He can't even throw the damn ball anymore.
Yes, he's got no mobility, no chance. It was. One of the best scenes was watching when he tried to do a fake handoff, comes back to it, and just gets mauled the moment he turns around by the Kansas City line defensive line that is playing tremendous. Shouts to them for just putting an absolute beatdown on the Saints, on the Steelers. I apologize. The
Chiefs are back, man.
Chiefs are back. They are back. They are looking
without
primed and
Travis
ready.
No
Travis Kelce. COVID list was vast out there. Every team was suffering from it.
They're going to have to figure out a quarterback situation for the Steelers. I'm looking at their quarterbacks: Joshua Dubs, Dwayne Haskins, James Morgan, Ben Roethlisberger, and Mason Rudolph. They need
Rudolph,
a better
baby.
That's it.
Mason Rudolph.
His head's still got a dent.
Mr. Helmet Head.
It's gonna say,
dude is a legend. Will forever be. That's a great moment in sports history.
Oh, can we
right
talk
there.
About the fight on the Redskins?
Ah, yes. Wow. Watch your mouth again.
Dear Lord.
Wow. Good turn. Wow.
Wow. There you go. God.
Despicable.
Unbelievable. We do not.
That's the second time.
We do not condone Rudy's words right now.
Redskins,
absolutely not,
not
okay.
Needed. All right. Continue. Yes, that was a fight. Go for it. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So it was the captain. There was two defensive linemen on the team. Obviously, they've been playing like poop for the past few weeks. And they were getting ran through against the Cowboys.
They're getting their poop pushed up.
Yeah. So someone said something to the captain, and the other guy stood up, poked at his head, pretty much saying, like, yeah, I want to fight you right now. Captain gets up, swings, and misses. Ooh. Imagine if you would have connected. Oof. I was like, come on, they just hit him one time.
It happened on the live broadcast. They were showing it when it happened, and that would have been the most epic moment in sports if that hand connected with that jaw. Oh my goodness, that would have it was so close for it just being complete and utter euphoria for me.
So since the game was a blowout, sorry, I keep on stuttering tonight. Since the game was a blowout, they kept on going back to them throughout the whole game, which was even better.
Gotta love the broadcast. They know how to push the button. They know how to build the drama.
Exactly.
We got some daytime drama. Get your bonbons right now because this is gonna get juicy.
Yes,
type of drama.
So that was really entertaining to watch.
I will say, when you do your aggressive finger point, if you ever point at somebody, you touch them with your point. Big no no.
Expect a fist coming your way.
You put it in someone's chest. You put it in someone's chest. That's one. That's a big thing.
But like, I'm thinking that
you put it on this temple right there. Bro. Oh man. That's. I would do the same thing. You get up. You start swinging right away.
Captain, no captain. It doesn't matter. You're gonna swing.
I mean, you challenging my captainhood.
Yeah,
here
exactly.
comes Mr. Fist. All right. Yes. All right. Well, we could have been. It could have been amazing. What could have been. But it wasn't meant to be.
It was still pretty cool to watch.
It's still great drama. Gotta love it.
Yeah.
The NFL is phenomenal. Well, we do want to take a quick little break because there are people that need our attention. If you're still listening to the show, I appreciate it.
The real ones.
Yeah. You stuck with it this long. I promise it's not going to get any better.
No. It's only going to get worse from
here. Stagnant or worse. That's all I can
promise. Yeah.
It's only going to stay the exact same or only downhill. That's the only option for us.
Oh, man.
But the station does go on even after our show. We want to thank everyone that keeps it around. So we are made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Tim Kemper, a mortgage broker with Guild Mortgage. Tim is a longtime supporter of KZFR and offers loan programs for home purchases, refinances, and reverse mortgages. For more information, call or text Tim at 530-624-6964. That is, again, 530-624-6964. Or email him at tim@timkemperloans.com. If you have dreams to build, call Tim at Guild. Ooh, I like it.
That was aggressive. Dang.
If you have dreams to build, call Tim at Guild. I love it. MLO number 971542. Thank you, Tim, for your support here at KZFR and for our show. And for you,
that's
our
a new
listeners.
One, too.
Yeah. Not a good one.
Gotta love it.
Clever. And again, I appreciate you, the listeners, for lending us your ears for this past 30 minutes plus, or however long you've been listening to. The show goes on.
This is our last show of the year.
It is our last show of the year.
I just realized.
Yeah, last show of the year.
Oh.
Wow.
Usually there's like wrap-ups and we have like, best moments of the KZFR show and best moments of talking about practice over the years. We don't have that. Sorry, y'all. That would have been a lot of production.
I mean, that would include us having a best moment.
They're all amazing. That's
amazing. Yes, exactly. You cannot choose one.
It's like asking which is your favorite child. You can't do it.
I think
you know you have one.
I do have
can't
to say
it out loud. You just can't say it out loud.
There was a great moment for me, and that was getting the first TBP Hall of Fame, and that upset.
Okay,
the greatest showman. That was the upset though.
The upset,
that came with it.
That was the
just
big
all
one.
Of
yeah.
us. I was like, I've never heard.
Never
of
heard of
movie.
It. No, it looked awful.
Oh, it was a great movie.
I hate musicals, so
it's a great movie.
No, I'll never watch it. I will never watch it.
I'll go watch them live. You know, if I'm
if you're in the city and whatnot, I get that.
I've been there. I've seen Sound of Music. I've seen Fiddler on the Roof. I've seen Les Miserables. I have. I'm a cultured person.
Not a fan of Fiddler on the Roof. To be honest, not a fan of Fiddler. I get it. Why it's a cultural phenomenon and whatnot.
You're a Jew, though.
Yes, but still didn't appease me.
Those are your people.
They are Russian Jews. What?
They were Russian Jews.
They were Russian Jews. Yeah. That's why I was shocked I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Because those are specifically my people. Yeah. That region is my people.
Yeah, those are. Tradition.
Tradition. But yeah, just wasn't
I've
a fan.
Never heard of it.
Okay.
You cultured swine.
It's a once over you need to watch. That's it. Just once.
Okay.
I mean,
there's a lot of references that you'll start seeing in other movies that came from that movie.
It is a very historical movie and a classic one. And like I said, Sound of Music in there too. You know, there are some great old classicals and musicals, but it's good. It always freaks me out when I just met you, but let's do a choreographed dance and number together. And that's, I believe, science fiction more than musical.
High School Musical really bugged you.
No. I almost did for a girl, but she wasn't worth it.
Hey.
I mean, is any girl really worth that one?
She just wasn't. I would have given the proper opportunity. I just never was.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. All right. Well, keep it moving on because there are still more things to talk about. I do have some news we are going to get into.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have picks for us?
I do.
You do have some picks? All right. You ready for this? Can we do some Rudy picks then? Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, let's do Rudy. 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 Rudy.
It's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy. Dan Rudy.
How's it going, guys? Last week was kind of ugly, to be honest with you. I went 0-for-3 in my picks. It started off with my boys losing on Thursday night against the Titans. But that doesn't matter. You know why? Because we're going to make that money back this weekend. We're playing the Texans at home. The spread is pretty big, I'm not going to lie. It's at 13.5.
That's a lot of points right there.
For the Niners
against the Texans.
Oh,
so
that's a trap game right there.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to tease that game with the Buccaneers on the road against the Jets. So when you tease a game, you have to choose two teams and you buy points anywhere from 5 to 7 points. We're going to go ahead and buy 6 points on each.
Smart.
Team. So we're going to go Tampa Bay -7 and the Niners at -7.5.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do the Packers at -7 at home against Kirk Cousins and the Vikings.
-7 against the. Okay, that's a good one. It's not a bad one.
Yes. No, actually, -6.5.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah.
I was going to say that.
-6.5 at home.
That'll be a close game because those rivalry games, I mean, those conference games are always,
they're
close. Toss-up. They're a toss-up, whether it's going to be a blowout or it's going to be a close game.
But it's Kirk Cousins, and he always blows it in the big time, so.
That's true.
So, yeah, there you go, guys. Let's make that money.
Jimmy
let's
G in the flesh.
And Jimmy G's not playing for us either, dude. So, let's go. Trey Lance, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
A lot of faith in that man, right?
Yeah, I was going to say.
We have no choice.
Okay, I guess so.
I mean, yeah, you really don't. It's either playoff bound or bust at this point.
Yeah, right, dude?
Well, you better hope the Dolphins do your part.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Take down them Saints. Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat?
Them Dolphins. All right, let's do some news then, shall we?
We shall.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, I will say there are times where trying to find news stories can be a little difficult because I have high standards for what my news stories are for y'all. You know, they have to reach. I would never give you anything that's not worthy of being mentioned on these airwaves.
And it shows it, too.
Thank
week.
You. Yeah. I appreciate that.
It really does.
I have a fine-tooth comb that I brush through the muck that is the news world out there and try to bring you the best ones, one that you need to hear. This time wasn't one of those cases. They came to me right away. They spoke to me. A lot of stuff was happening out there in the world, and I want to say there's a good week for me in the news world. It was great out there. I had to cut down a lot of them. I'm not doing them all because it's so much out there.
Yeah.
But I want to get down to some of the good nitty-gritties right now. So I'm going to start with the good. We'll get to the bad, and then we'll go with the ugly afterwards, all right? So we'll start with the good. Start with the good when it comes to parakeets. Parakeets. Y'all like parakeets? I've never been a bird fan myself.
Are the smaller ones? The super small
ones?
Not
that the super small ones. I want to say they're on the small, like the white parakeets. Okay, so they're not small, but yeah, they're a little small.
Gotcha.
I've always thought birds' pets were interesting. I don't know.
I was never a fan.
Never had them before in my life, but people
who have. We had two birds growing up, and they were just a mess.
Yeah, they are a mess, right? Yeah, right. They smell too.
I was on a mission trip, and there was a little bird that was talking all the time, and he's kind of had some demonic tone to him, and I've been afraid ever since.
Okay, all right, there we go.
Not a fan,
you know.
Demons,
servants of the devil. That's what they are.
Yes,
and apparently they also like to have sex.
What?
That's what apparently a Michigan shelter found out when they were trying to breed a couple of parakeets that grew quickly into 467 of them.
Jeez,
you wanted to get about 60 to 80 parakeets that you'd be able to sell. Nope. They started breeding like rabbits out there, helping each other left and right. Next thing you know, babies galore, parakeets off the wazoo, and he can't do it. He doesn't know what to do with them anymore. He's out of control, inundated with too many parakeets.
Damn. Skeets.
Yeah. Thank you, Brad. That was beautiful. But if you should have done skeet, that would have been the way to do it. But I still appreciate bringing it up.
That's a lot of
birds.
That
was good. That was a lot of birds.
Damn.
A lot of targets.
A lot of skeet.
A lot of skeet.
So, if you ever get parakeets, you want to breed them, careful. They like to do it.
Side note.
A lot.
Yeah.
All right? Apparently it's very easy to. Just, you know.
Just put them in a cage and let them do the thing.
I mean, yeah, you kind of, you know.
All right, who's next?
Yeah.
Put some.
It's just a train station in there, okay? I'm just saying.
At that point, do you really need to put music on or you just kind of like let it be?
Well, they're probably singing themselves, you know? They got their own little melodies they're doing, you know?
Their mating songs,
exactly.
Man. Let's get it on.
So shout out to parakeets and their ability to breed. They're never going anywhere right there, all right? Never going anywhere. Right. Parakeets, the world is theirs.
Wow.
All right, that's the good.
That's the good.
We're going with the bad right now.
Let's hear it.
Let's go with the bad. We're going up to our neighbors of the north. Good old Quebec, Canada.
Quebec.
Where my man, Joseph, I'm sorry, a snowmobiler went under a pass in St. Joseph de Karamuska. I said that correctly, obviously.
Absolutely.
Just brought northeast of Montreal. We had a 55-year-old man on a snowmobile.
Okay.
And unfortunately, had the odd... pleasure of meeting a moose head on with his snowmobile.
Damn.
Moose won. Moose is always going to win. Moose usually wins.
Moose don't lose very often.
No, they don't.
He was probably jamming too.
Riding his snowmobile, trying to go on it, literally ran under the moose.
So he ran underneath the moose.
Oh. Snowmobile, totally fine. He, obviously, pretty much broken neck. Blah, he's done.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Brick Snowmobile's wall.
Fine. That's all we care about.
It probably was instant death, which is probably the one thing we can take solace in. You hit a moose going 35 miles an hour.
At least he has a good, interesting story of
ran
death.
Ran into a moose.
So how'd you die? Well, death fell off moose. A cliff. How'd you die? Ran straight into a moose. What?
Huh?
Do tell.
Okay.
So, yeah, moose, they always win. You hit cars hit moose. The moose walks away. The car is total.
Like yeah.
It's insane.
A human being.
They're huge. How big? Is it moose? It's not mooses, is it? Is the plural of mooses mooses?
Mooses.
I think it's just moose.
It's just mooses. Yeah, it's just moose. Like deer.
Pack of moose.
Like deer. It's like the word deer. Like one deer, multiple deer. It's not deers. It's just deer. Yeah, just so moose. Is it just moose?
It should be moose.
Let's look this up. This is the important stuff right now.
Sucks for that.
Right?
He's probably having the time of his life. Snowmobiling in the snow. It's all snowing and boom.
Moose.
12-foot moose.
Wow.
Right in front of
the only correct plural of moose is moose.
All right. There we go.
Cool.
Sometimes people add the S. It's not correct.
All right. There we go. Grammar facts, y'all. It's not mooses, just moose.
Just moose.
So multiple moose.
Good to know.
That does sound weird, though. I guess all those moose over there. Yeah, I guess that sounds right. I will say I'm not much of a hunter.
I'm not either.
I should say not much. I'm not a hunter at all. Never gone in my life.
Me and you both. Okay,
but I would like to bag a moose. I feel
that would be something I really want. I want to go to like Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, that area, and go bag a moose. That would be a lot of fun.
It's like a trophy animal.
Well,
right?
Plus, if that was the case, if I was going hunting, that's like a couple weeks of hunting and tracking and doing all that stuff.
Yeah, you're not just going to show. Oh, there it is, boom.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that is tracking, that is hiking, and figuring out where they are at.
I mean, they're one of the more tougher ones to hunt, right? In terms of like
I wouldn't say. No, I wouldn't say they're more the tougher ones, but it's like they're a little bit more time consuming. They can't just go out like a deer and just go out on a weekend.
Yeah.
Like, you really have to know where their herd is and where they're going, and you have to be really good at calls. Like, deers, you don't really have to be good with calls. You can kind of just figure out their beds. Deers, you have to really get the calls in the moose, you got to get the calls in and see if you can bring them to you or from the other mountain ranges.
Interesting.
So, the calls are very important for the moose, not so much for the deer.
You got to be able to mimic your female moose.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, moose.
Sometimes you can go with the male during certain seasons. And
do you have one of those calls in your back pocket right now? Do you know what it sounds like?
No, but it's very high pitched.
Really?
The bellow, yeah.
Huh.
Because it's,
is there any way you can maybe look up?
I will look it up.
A little sound of a female moose to see what get these moose guys all riled up.
Right?
Like, what's that noise? Like, oh yeah. Yeah, sing to me, baby. Let me come to you. I'm going through mountain ranges for that nose right there. That noise sounds spectacular. All right. All right. So,
anyways, I'll look it up.
Okay, I thought you had it right now.
No, I got commercials right now, so I'm waiting.
There we go.
Yeah, now
imagine killing a moose like in the middle of nowhere. How in the hell are we gonna get that thing back?
You gotta cut it up and everything, right? You probably have to work. That's
That's the male.
That sounds like a bear.
Yeah, it does sound like a bear.
So that's the male, and then you have a little more higher, like, tone to it with the female.
Okay. Do we have a female coming up?
There you go.
Oh, baby. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's another male. But, yeah. So
okay.
You really got to get your calls down, figure out what the area is, and go from there.
All right, I want everyone's best moose call right now. All right, let me hear it one more time. Let me get a little playback. Can I? That's the one I want to hear. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one you want. You got it.
We're not getting any moose. We're not checking.
No.
Like, oh, God, she sounds ugly. I'm not going, oh, God. Damn, she sounds awful. Ugh. No reproduction value whatsoever.
And then there's your elk bugle.
What? One more time?
You have your elk bugle.
Wait for it.
Yeah, here's one more time. Yeah, there you go.
Like a whale. All right.
Yeah, it does sound like a
kind
whale.
Kind of a little whale. All right.
Elk again, bugle. Like figuring out your area, figuring out your bugles, go from there.
All right, y'all. There you go. Hunting tips from TBP.
Mm-hmm.
Know your calls. Yep.
You
want to make that moose want to come over, okay?
One way or the other.
Or throw them away. All right, so we'll get back to the sports, y'all. Get back to the sport. I will say, moose antlers, I think, are probably the coolest things out there.
Oh, yeah.
Those racks.
Are those expensive to buy?
So they are. Very expensive. Yeah. But if you're in the wood, if you know where to look for them,
you can find them
for free.
Really?
Because, I mean, it's like deer antlers.
Yeah, they shade
They'll shed off every single season.
Yeah, okay.
So
every
if you know
season?
Where. Every season.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow, watch yourself. God, 2 for 2 right now.
Come on, Rudy.
Oh, you're hurting us. Killing our value right now. All right.
Washington and that.
Dad's not home, dude. So.
Okay. Yeah, Dad, come back next week. Rudy needs supervision.
Please, all right? Please.
Not even Derek. Derek's that we should be worried about. We're not anymore.
Right? I'm doing great right now. I don't know what you're talking about. All right, so that's our bad story. That was the bad.
Oh.
My man, we went off a big tangent there, but that's what we do here at TBP because we got nothing else to talk about. Keep you entertained. So now we go to the last story of the day, the ugly. Downright ugly. So let's see where this goes. All right, so we go over to ourselves of India right now, where a lot of ugly can happen there. Why? Because there are Bengal tigers out there, y'all. Bengal tigers. But we're not talking tigers today, though. We're talking monkeys.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Okay. That's right, monkeys. There are a group of monkeys over in India, in the Mahalangon, India. Said that properly, obviously.
That was perfect.
100% accurate.
Beautiful accent.
Started a rampage, a little terror, a little revenge fest, a little John Wick style. Get our, pay a little retribution.
Our rights back or something.
On a local dog population there.
Oh.
That is right. Roughly 250 dogs have been murdered.
Oh, no. By monkeys?
By monkeys. They are doing it in vicious ways. They are capturing these dogs and throwing them off cliffs and tall buildings.
What?
Just chucking them off there.
It's like turf war.
Now, you might be saying, why? Why did this happen? What do these precious little dogs do? Well, apparently, there was one dog that started the whole ordeal that killed the monkey.
Now
the monkeys are getting back at the dogs.
Damn.
And they have essentially wiped out the entire dog population of this village.
Poor puppies. Oh, I'm sad now.
And now they're coming after the people. Because the people tried to stop them.
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're pets.
They're not all stray dogs out there.
There are a lot of stray dogs out there.
But
so
there's probably
people that have dogs.
Dog.
Watch a stray dog started this whole thing. Boom. It's like all these domesticated dogs. Are like, dude, what the heck?
You know, the term raining
sunbathing.
I say the term raining cats and dogs came to life right there, as these dogs are just flying through the air by these monkeys.
Man.
Killing these dogs out there.
That monkey had to have been important, dude.
Right? Must have been something.
Like a leader of the tribe or something. I don't know.
Either way, these monkeys do not like these dogs.
Triple Aegis.
We got ourselves a little turf war going on right now.
Yeah.
I like it right now. Hopefully we get a little update on that. I want a movie. I want a Disney animated movie on this right now. Pixar event of monkeys versus dogs. All right? I want to see that happen.
Thank you.
Yes.
I was waiting for it for you guys to knock it off, but...
Let's do it one more time because it was so good.
Can I get an amen?
Thank you.
I want that movie.
I do, too. We got to come up with a good name with it, though.
Yeah.
Well, we got to figure out a good character, too, to like...
No.
And now, is it going to be a stray dog or domesticated dog that's going to come in and save the day with these monkeys?
It has to be a stray dog.
It has to be a stray dog?
Like a Balto-esque type of dog.
Ooh.
You know?
That was a solid movie.
That was one of my favorite
good reference. Oh.
Love me some Balto.
Right, and that statue's an actual thing, too.
I know it is. Yeah.
That's the crazy part. Like, my first
story. It's a legitimate. Like, obviously, Disney. Was it Disney? I don't think it was Disney.
Disney.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Disney.
Way, they did their Disney effects on
it.
Oh, obviously, they weren't talking. You know, like, that doesn't
They
happen.
Weren't talking?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately,
don't ruin that.
Dude, come on.
Yeah. They weren't talking to those geese either. You know, yeah. The goose. Okay. We'll get back to the sports now because that was the ugly. That was the good, the bad, and the ugly. You get it all.
Really ugly.
A little ugly right there. 250 dogs gone. Wiped off the face of this planet right
Probably
now.
Probably more by now.
Whew. Right? Yeah, they're just going to tear.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to end on the good notes right now because this is the one thing I actually was truly paying attention to because it's one of my favorite days of the year. Boxing Day. Woohoo! If you don't know what Boxing Day, it is a celebrated in Canada and in England. Pretty much the day after Christmas. Not pretty much. It is the day after Christmas. It's very much kind of like a shopping holiday, kind of like our kind of Black Friday-esque type of thing. But they take a little bit further. And they have football galore. Boxing Day is a well-known event in English football. And I, for one, am always there for it. Do you have something to
do? Yeah, I was going to say, do you guys know actually why it's called Boxing Day?
Because you're putting stuff in box. Because it's like boxing presents up.
No, you're boxing up everything you had from Christmas and like all the decorations.
Yes.
I thought you actually had it.
No,
so yeah,
no.
You're boxing up all your Christmas stuff, putting it away.
Yeah, and you're getting
and you're boxing it away.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's nothing to do
with the actual boxing.
No. Yeah, it's just you're boxing up Christmas stuff and you're putting it away.
So everyone always thinks it's a.
I found this out yesterday from my English aunt.
I knew it wasn't. I knew it never had anything to do with actual boxing.
Yeah.
I did learn that, but I do remember that something to boxing, boxes, physical boxing.
But let's go back to football.
Yeah, so back to the football, where the football was delicious. Now, granted, there were a number of games that were postponed, especially all the early games. The 4:30 a.m. games were all postponed, which I'm okay with. Did not want to have to wake up that early to get it on. But there were some really good games that were postponed that would have been delicious to see. That being said, we were treated with such spectacularness right off the bat. Man City versus Leicester.
What a game.
What a fantastic game.
That was an awesome game, dude.
Man City, when they're on, one of the most fun teams to watch.
It's probably the best Man City team we've seen Pep have.
You are seeing a De Bruyne that is back in full force right now. You are seeing a team that is clicking on all right cylinders, and they don't even have a true striker.
No, they don't.
They don't really play with the striker. The way they play their games is actually rather magnificent. Pep is just a genius, the way he handles it. Because for the most part, he doesn't need it with the team that he has because everyone there is attacking.
Yeah, exactly.
They're all attackers. Yeah. From De Bruyne, Mahrez, Silva, Sterling.
I love Sterling.
That's amazing. Love Sterling. They're fantastic. You bring in Phil Foden, another attacking-minded midfielder. It's a glorious team to have up front.
Man City, too, dude.
100% Mahrez, delicious. You can't go wrong with this team. What they do, they put the ball in the back of the net consistently. And they went to town against Leicester City, winning up 4-0 on them by the time Leicester City could really get a chance to breathe.
Right.
They went up 4-0 on them in the first 25 minutes. De Bruyne, Riyad Mahrez, Ilkay Gundogan, Raheem Sterling all getting the ball into the back of the net. But as the second half started, Leicester City decided to start playing.
They're like, hey.
We're actually playing football here.
We're actually
we actually can put the ball in the back of the net, too.
Yeah.
What do? They put 3 in 10 minutes to get back 4-3. But then Man City separates the cream from the crop score two more themselves. Emerick Laporte and Raheem Sterling getting his brace. Just let us the score 6-3. Fantastic game. Love the scoring that's happening. It's just delicious out there. Now, Man City, they're doing what they're supposed to do. The team that's surprising me completely are Londoners, the Gunners. Arsenal versus Norwich City.
Happened?
They have flipped the script completely. Take your heads out of the
Night
stand, Arsenal fans. Will relish these moments right now because for the first time in quite some time, you are relevant again.
In years.
You are riding the top four wave. All are looking fantastic. You all are playing with such confidence. It's fun to watch them play again. This is a fun Arsenal team they have going. And they took apart Norwich City 5-0 at Norwich.
They have good players. So that's what everyone
truly,
was shocked.
They truly
the
do.
Beginning of the season. And a great coach, too.
Mikel Arteta is finally getting his team to play the way he wants them to. Bukayo Saka is looking like the fantastic stud that he should be. People are comparing him to a prime Robin on that wing, cutting in with his left foot. Yep. Delicious. If you get that anywhere near Robin status, you are, sir, one stud of a player. And Saka, if you continue on this trend, it's fantastic to watch him. You see a great team all around. You bring on Emile Smith-Rowe, a great attacking 10 for them, does well. And big shout-out to Martin Odegaard, who's finally
found his home, dude.
He truly has. Was always interested in the kid. Obviously, everyone, when they're a young stud, is the next Messi or Ronaldo.
Yeah, you see,
they're left and right. They come all over the place. And I feel for these kids. And Martin Odegaard was a player that had a lot of expectations coming on to him when he signed with Real Madrid at, I want to say, 16, 17 years old.
Yeah, I think it was 16. And then after that, he got loaned out to every damn team in Europe.
Everywhere. All over the place. Norwegian wonder kid that is finally looking like the talent that we want him to be, that expected him to be. And he has found his home in London with the Gunners, and he looks fantastic. This is a fun team right now in Arsenal. Arsenal fans, rise up. This could be a good time for you. It is looking good. It really, truly is, because there's definitely a cream at the top right now. Man City most likely is the best team out there. But that you can say in the top four, for sure.
Anyone could win it, man.
Now, I got to give your Blues, got to give them the credit as well. Your Blues came in against Aston Villa.
Showed up, dude.
They did. Lukaku finally back for you. Lukaku!
Hey, let's go, baby.
Love that man, no matter what. An Everton kid from me. I love Lukaku.
Worth every penny.
He truly is. Getting him into Chelsea, into those Blues, has been fantastic for them. Chelsea definitely had a little skid. It was a little tough for them.
Yeah,
dropping points left and right.
Three games, haven't had a win.
Only getting point out draws, not a good look for Chelsea. They finally get all 3 points. Big win for them on this day. You see a lot of complaining from Thomas Tuchel, who is not happy with the way they're making these players play through the COVID situations. But you know what, man? It's COVID, flu, and cold season, all right?
Yeah, everyone's
doing it. Everyone's got the problems. You know, just fight your sniffles and get back on the pitch next week, okay?
At least we're not like Tottenham. But Tottenham played well.
I will say, watch your mouth on Tottenham right now.
I'm just saying because they got hit. They did.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah, but the way that
they come out,
Conte is having them play right now, boy.
Conte has finally brought Tottenham back into relevancy once again as they took down Crystal Palace 3-0. Kane finally scoring. The man was doing awful at the start of the season, barely getting balls in the back of the net. I only had one goal within the first 12 games or whatever.
Yeah,
Terrible run for him.
Crazy like that.
But Tottenham finally getting Conte in there. Conte knows the Premier League. He knows it well. He knows how to win this league. He's done it with Chelsea before. He is a brilliant coach, and he got this team playing well because Tottenham is another team that has a lot of talented players
around them.
A lot of talent in there. Lucas Moura, Son. Heung-min Son,
probably the best top three player in the league.
He's a great winger. You would love to have him on there.
Yeah.
Great energy, and he just seems like a class act of a player.
He just plays. Doesn't complain.
Doesn't. None whatsoever.
Yeah.
Gotta love your agent when they come to the Premier League. They always look well. Looking at you, Ji-Sung Park.
Yeah.
All right, I'm not a Manchester United fan, but you know Ji-Sung Park. You know he had an engine that didn't stop.
He was the truth.
So Tottenham, you are revived once again. rising from the ashes that was truly what you'd been brought to with the start of the season.
It was ugly, just like Arsenal, man.
It was. And both of them have come back, which is good. We need that. We need those teams to be playing well. Exactly. You really do. So Tottenham's sitting fifth right now in the league. Manchester United.
With two games in hand.
Three games in hand over Man City. They're to the 19 that Man City has. Liverpool wasn't able to play, so they still have a game in hand, but they're sitting second. Chelsea second. Arsenal fourth. Tottenham fifth. West Ham, another team that's had their moments. They kind of dropped off a little bit. Yeah. Still a team to watch out for, and it's Manchester United.
Can we talk about them today?
Oh, my goodness. Please, go for it. Take it, my man.
Newcastle. Pretty sure they're dead last, right?
Yes.
In the table, dead last. They're winning 1-0 up to the 65th minute, I believe, 67th minute.
Let's see. Yes, Newcastle got it. They got one. Alan Saint-Maxime, 7th minute, get his goal, and on to the 71st minute.
Yeah, it was. But they tied against the worst team in the league.
They did. This is Newcastle team
with the full squad for Manchester United.
Exactly. So Manchester United, it's tough out there. I will say they're Newcastle. They're second to last. Yes, but either way,
still,
not good.
Still poop.
All right. So that is our show, y'all. Boxing Day. It's one of the best football days out there.
Days out there.
They always.